From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told U.S. television viewers the U.S. should extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen over his alleged involvement in last Friday's failed military coup. Gulen, in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania, has denied any involvement. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Monday the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal extradition request.
At this point, we have not received an extradition request from the Turkish government as it relates to Mr. Gulen. If and when we receive a request, we will evaluate that request based on the extradition treaty that was signed by the United States and Turkey more than 30 years ago.
Earnest said such a request, if received, must be evaluated to determine if the alleged crime fits the treaty and if a standard of evidence is reached.
Seçilmiş hükümetini, milli iradesini.
Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, referring to Gulen as leader of the coup plotters, gave this assassin's group the order to carry it out. He promised to rethink Turkey's relations with the U.S. if it still needs proof of his complicity. Media reports say nearly 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since Friday's coup attempt. More than 200 were killed as a faction of the military tried to seize power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup to justice, but warned the government against going too far. Four Kenyan policemen have been charged with murder over the alleged extrajudicial killings of activist lawyer Willie Kamati, his client and driver, June 23rd. The three disappeared after Kamati made a court appearance. The case involved a complaint. Kamati's client had been shot by police in April. This is VOA News.